Good morning, and a very warm welcome to each and every one of you who are joining us for worship here at Romford Baptist Church. It's great to have you with us, and as you can see, we're continuing in an online setting this morning. But after the morning service, we're going to have an opportunity just to talk through how we see things going forward from this moment and in the coming weeks. So if you've got a question that you would like to ask about what church is going to look like from next week and weeks to come, then send it in to the normal contact details that are going to hopefully be on the screen now. And there's going to be an opportunity as Ian and myself and Hayley, who has joined us in the congregation this morning, as well as Sam up on the sound desk, as we will talk through some of what it will look like going forward as a church, as Romford Baptist Church, in a new way in the weeks to come. My name is Vicky. I am one of the ministers here, and Ian is going to be sharing the service with me as we share in communion this morning. And maybe if you've not got yourself prepared yet, if you've not got an element of the bread and something to represent the wine, then maybe during our first song this morning, you might want to go and get that organized so that you're ready for later on during our service. Isaiah 43 says this: "But now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." In those few verses, we are reminded that we are God's. He knows us, he loves us, he is with us each and every day. And we are here, wherever we are worshiping this morning, to celebrate and to praise God's name. And we're going to do that as we sing our first song, Blessing and Honor. Hands are sore from clapping. There was some dancing going on in the building. I have to tell you this morning, I'm not sure if that would have happened if there'd been many more people around, but there were some movement going on. I'm not sure if you'd really call it dancing. But isn't our God absolutely amazing? He is the Ancient of Days. He is our Lord. It is to whom we give the glory today. Our verse that I read from Isaiah 43 said, "Do not fear." And our whole sense this morning is about needing to be bold, needing to be confident. And we have deliberately this morning asked for the Bible reading that we're focusing on to be read twice during the service. We're going to hear the first reading in a moment from Teniola, and we're going to hear the same reading a bit later on. And it's going to just remind us, give us time to focus in on how, when we are fearful, when we are uncertain, when we are perhaps facing change, we need to be reminded that we do not need to fear because God is with us. And so Teniola will bring the reading to us for the first time now. Thank you.
God commands Joshua to conquer Canaan. After the death of the Lord's servant Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses' helper, Joshua, son of Nun. He said, "My servant Moses is dead. Get ready now, you and all of the people of Israel, and cross the river Jordan to the land that I am giving you them. As I told Moses, I have given you and all my people the entire land that you will be marching over. Your borders will reach from the desert in the south to the Lebanon mountains, from the great river Euphrates in the east, through the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Joshua, no one will be able to defeat you as long as you live. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will always be with you. I will never abandon you. Be determined and confident. for you. Whoever be the leader of this people as they occupy this land, which I promised their ancestors. Just be determined, be confident, and make sure they obey the whole law that my servant gave you. Do not neglect any part of it. And you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study it day and night, and make sure you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Remember, I have commanded you to be determined and confident. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord, your God, am with you wherever you go.
Thank you, Teniola. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for that reminder that we can be determined, we can be strong, we can be courageous, as those words from Joshua chapter 1 reminded us. Wherever we go, you are always with us. Whatever our fears, you can overcome them. Lord, as today we mark the 75th anniversary of the beginning of the NHS, Lord, we thank you for each and every one of the medics and the healthcare workers and the nurses and the technicians and the cleaners and all those, the porters, everybody who's involved and has been involved over the years with the NHS, that, Lord, they were brave. They showed courage and determination in the weeks that have gone past. We thank you for those who we know within our own congregation, but, Lord, also those who work for this amazing organization across our world. And we thank you that in all that we do, wherever we are, whoever we're talking to, we all have that opportunity to be brave, to be determined, to be courageous, because you are always with us. And as we continue to think about that this morning, we thank you that you have this world in your hands, and that we can continue to sing and to praise you today. Amen. And we're going to continue as we sing and praise, as we sing our next song, My Jesus, My Saviour. Isn't it wonderful to have a Saviour, to know that whatever we do, we are walking our lives day by day with the hope of eternal life, and the prospect that we are never alone. God is always with us. Well, you have, as ever, done wonderful things with the challenge that we set 2 weeks ago now, as we asked you to just send in some pictures so we could create our own little Chelsea or Royal Hampton Court show, or our own thanks to God for the beauty of his creation. And for all of those of you who've sent in your pictures, and for those of you who haven't but enjoy this challenge, I invite you just to enjoy seeing God's creation through the pictures that have been sent in. Thank you. Don't we live in a beautiful world? Thank you to everybody who sent that in, and also for that beautiful music that was set behind it, just to put us in the mood for just realizing what a wonderful world we live in. But our challenge for next week is different again. And if you've had your notice sheet through, you'll know that this week we only want pictures or words, not any kind of videoing this week. So, what is a favourite line or a verse or a chorus from a hymn or a song? It doesn't need to be a religious one, but why? Now, we realise you might want to send in lots of texts, but that's not going to work for a challenge. So you need to keep it quite short and quite snappy. Maybe just send a picture and just put where what it reminds you of from your hymn or your song, whatever it may be. But no videoing, not too many words, and just recognize that as we'll try and manipulate it, we want to make sure that we get as many through as we can without too many words being on the screen. So that's our challenge for next week. Deadline, as usual, by Wednesday evening. Now, I need to give an apology because last week, as you may have noticed, well, I know that some of you noticed, I didn't do this. I didn't wave in the service last week, and that is simply because, for those of you who weren't aware, Ian and I just had a few days breather, and the service that was out last week was one that we had recorded before we just stopped for a few days. And so, in the way that we'd done it, I had forgotten to put a wave in. So I'm going to wave twice now. And thank you, Hayley. She is waving back at me. It's nice to see someone. I can actually see someone waving. And we just also, before Hayley comes to give us the notice sheet, we just want to say thank you to everybody who has been praying for our son, who was taken into hospital as an emergency last Sunday evening. He underwent major surgery on his back during the week. I'm pleased to say he is mobilizing and he is in less pain than he was. But we want to say thank you for your prayers. Please do continue to pray for him and also for Mary and the children as they haven't yet been able to see him since he was admitted to hospital. But thank you. And Hayley, live, come and do the notices.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is very strange to be here in pretty much an empty church, but it's nice to see people. Ian, Vicky and Sam from behind the desk. So just a couple of notices. Back to normal in terms of our online activities this week. So we have got our Tuesday evening prayer meeting via Zoom. We have also got Journeys meeting Tuesday evening via Skype. And then on Wednesday morning back again for the virtual meeting place with your coffee and a chat over Zoom. And then we're going to continue again for the Talking Jesus course. We're only at week 3, so it's not too late to join in. If you would like to join in, please do. It's a great chance to learn more about your faith and also to see other people virtually and have a chat to them about their faith too. So it is really good. And then as Vicky mentioned earlier, at the end of the service, we are going to be doing a question and answer session about what church is going to be like going forward over these next couple of months. So if you've got a question you want to ask, please do either WhatsApp in, text in, or email in to Ian, and we will do our very best at the end of the service to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
We continue as we sing again that lovely song, All I Once Held Dear. And we're going to then go into communion. Thank you.
Knowing you, that is the greatest thing. And as we come in a moment to communion, we come with thanksgiving and adoration of our Lord and our Saviour. And we do so with a sense of gratitude, but also that sense of, Lord, be with us. And we've had a prayer request in for a family in Edinburgh. A 7-year-old grandson was knocked down 10 days ago and just come out of intensive care. And we've been asked to pray for this young lad. And so we're going to do that right now in the round the communion. And as we do so, we're also going to give thanks to God for our gifts and offerings, which you gave online through the bank and you're holding to bring in when our services resume. Let us pray. Father God, you are the God who invites us to come to you when we are struggling. And Lord, we pray right now for this young lad. Lord, we pray your healing hand upon him. And Lord, be with him and his family in Edinburgh. Surround them with your love. And Lord, as we come to communion now, we want to thank you for the greatest gift of our salvation won upon the cross. And Lord, we bring you our gifts. And Lord, as we do the practical thing of giving online, through the bank, writing checks, sending them in, Lord, we thank you that we can give to you. And Lord, we pray you will use all our gifts for your glory. That, Lord, lives will be touched. Lord, we pray for those in need at the moment, that your hand will be with them. And so, Lord, now as we come to communion, may we come and meet with you in a powerful way, through bread, through wine, through symbols from our home that will remind us of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Familiar words from the book of Corinthians, which say this: "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.' For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Ken's going to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving.
Let us all pray. Dear Jesus, our loving Lord and Saviour, as we symbolically gather around your table, we remember when you were in that upper room with your disciples. As you broke the bread and poured out the wine, you knew what lay ahead of you. Yet you showed your great love for us and offered yourself as a sacrifice to pay the price of our sins. Our minds are filled with a picture of you breaking bread, a symbol of your body being broken for us, and pouring wine, your blood being poured out for each one of us. We recall the words of that well-known hymn: "There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in." Jesus, your love, your grace, your obedience to your Father's will, as you were crucified on that cross, means we can have life in full here on earth. And the gate of heaven is now unlocked, so we can enter in and enjoy life with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for eternity. As we now take the bread and wine in whatever form they take, from the bottom of our hearts we say, "Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Amen."
Thank you, Ken. I don't know what symbols you're using at home, whether it's crackers and water, bread and wine, whatever it is. The symbols are unimportant. It's what it resembles. It resembles Christ, Jesus dying on a cross. And the body of Christ was broken for you. The blood of Christ was shed for your forgiveness. As you, in these next few moments, when you're ready, take your bread and cup equivalents. Know that Christ is with you right in your home. Jesus is there, and he can be reached and surround you with his love and support at this time. Whilst we're taking the bread and wine, there's a short video that will help us in our thinking and reflection. If you don't feel able to take the bread and wine, just watch and allow God to come close to you in these moments. We pray. Thank you, Lord, for feeding us with the symbols of your love for us. Help us, Lord, to go on serving you, receiving from you. In Jesus' name we pray. And JJ is going to continue our prayers of intercession.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, almighty, almighty, almighty God, we thank you, we bless you, we glorify you, we adore you, we exalt you, we praise you, for you are truly a very good God, a wonderful Father. You are the mighty Saviour, you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the King of glory, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are our way maker. We thank you because indeed those who trust in the Lord shall rise up with wings as eagles. We have been sheltered by you. We have been kept safe by you. We want to praise you. We want to thank you for all the goodness, the grace and the mercy that you have shown us these past weeks and months. This morning we want to bring before you our intercessory prayer, trusting that faithful that you are, you will continue to watch over us and perform your work within us, O God. We pray and bring before you the Christian community in the whole, O God. We pray that even as we begin to contemplate returning to the norm, that our faith will continue to stand strong, that we will not be weary, neither would we waver from our belief, that faithful, our God, that you are, you will continue to work in us both to will and to do of your great pleasure. This morning, Lord, we bring before you our brothers and sisters in far countries who are currently going through unrest. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would work with them, O God. You, the Prince of Peace, will bring peace that passes and surpasses all understanding into their minds, into their souls, and into their spirits. Teach us, O God, the way in which we should go, that we will not depart when we grow, O God. We pray, Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, for our emergency services, both here in the UK as well as all over the globe. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will continue to give them grace and sufficient ability to sustain even at this end of the lockdown. That, Lord, O God, as you have proven yourself to be worthy and gracious by saving souls, Lord, O God, you will continue to reduce the calamities in our communities, O God, in the name of Jesus. And as we return back to our norm, we ask in the name of Jesus that evil will not take over our minds, O God. It will not take over our peace. It will not take over everything that we consider dear to us, O God. We pray, O God, for our ministers, O God, that you will continue to strengthen them with wisdom, grant them understanding, bless them, O God, with your presence, that your anointing will continue to flow within them, O God, as they keep helping us to be stronger Christians, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, we bring our government before you, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to give them the wisdom to deal wisely, O God, that the decisions that they need to make, that they will make them centered in you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, because faithful you are. You will always do wonders in our midst, O God. Father, Lord, for we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will fear not, because we know that you are with us. And because you are with us, we will see this day through, O God. We will see this year through, O God. We will see this decade through, O God. So we trust and bless you, knowing that when we ask of you anything according to your will, you will do it. Father, Lord, we thank you as you have listened to us pray this morning. You've heard our petitions, our supplications, and we say thank you because we know that they've been answered. This we bless and praise you for as we glorify you in the name of our mighty Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much, JJ, for leading us in prayer. As we come to look at God's word, we're going to sing another song, I Raise an Alleluia. For the second time this morning, we're going to hear the scriptures read from Joshua chapter 1. And this is our key text this week. And it's about being bold and trusting God. And Samuel's going to read it this time. Thank you so much, Samuel, for recording this for us.
Today's reading is from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Joshua installed as a leader. 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the River Jordan into the land I am about to give them to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river of Euphrates, all the Hittite country of the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you and all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people and inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, as that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I have not commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen. Thank you so much, Samuel. Thank you to all those who've been willing to record readings, prayers, etc. over the last few months. We're still going to need some. So if you feel like you'd like a turn, do let us know on the normal contact details. And we will try and send you in advance what we need you to record and send in. And so we're starting a new series from Joshua. And we're going to be looking through the first few chapters of Joshua over the next few weeks. And I've entitled this morning, Times Are Changing. It feels like life is changing quite a bit. 3 months ago, there was a dramatic change as lockdown happened and we were all locked into our homes and only allowed out for very few things. And now things are changing and the rules are changing. We're trying to work out what that means. Times are changing. And I want us to look at this passage from Joshua chapter 1. And if you've got a Bible, you might want to open it, verses 1 to 9 of this first chapter. It was over 35 years ago now when I first met Vicky. And meeting Vicky was one thing. Meeting her family was something else. And whenever I met what we would call the Lincolnshire contingent, they would begin every meeting with these two words. Now then. And they would come up to you and greet you with two words, now then. And as someone who came from Devon, who would be far more interested in saying, hello, me handsome, I tried to work out what this now then meant. Well, in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 2, It starts, Moses, my servant, is dead. And then it says, now then. And maybe we're at one of those stages. Now then. Now something is going to happen. But how we love to wait. Oh, haven't we got used to queuing these days? And yes, when we talk about coming back to church, we're going to talk about queuing. Lines. We like to have our lines at the moment all ordered. If you've been to the shops recently, you'll notice that there's marked out lines outside. Vicky and I went to one shopping centre recently and you had to line up on one side of the pavement if you wanted to go to one store and another side of the pavement if you wanted to go to the different store. Don't you get those two queues mixed up? It will cause confusion. We love to wait and wait until something happens. But this passage from Joshua is written in the context of 40 years of missed opportunities because the Israelites were not ready. They were looking at all the reasons why they couldn't do things rather than why they could do things. And Moses has now died. Joshua has got the job. And it starts off with now then. After lockdown. How long are we going to wait till we get going? The God who called us is faithful. And we are this morning going to see that time and time again in these 9 verses that God is going to be faithful. Let us pause though and ask God, so what now then? What now? Where is God calling us to go now? As you continue to read verse 2, it says, now then, you and all these people, get ready. Get ready. There are those people who like to be ready early. And everything is ready, and when you say, we're going to go at, you're there, ready. There are others who are, let's just be kind to them, say they're lastminute.com or postlastminute.com. You've got a time when things are going to be ready, and you can be sure at that moment, they will start getting ready. We're going to go at 10 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock they come. I've just got to put my coat on and my shoes. Oh, and I've just got to get this. And I've just got to get that. I won't be long. Get ready. This is a theme of the book of Joshua that we're going to come back to time and time again. But for now, it's a sense that God is going to be doing something that's big and tangible. And therefore, we as people need to get ready for what God is going to do. So much the theme of the whole Bible is about getting ready, and so much is delayed because the people of God are not ready. As we go into a new chapter in life, in work, in church, are we ready? Are we ready for that chapter? We will come back to the theme of get ready, as I say, a few times in this series. But as we continue to read through these first few verses, in verse 3, we then see these words, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. God is faithful. God had made a promise to Moses. It had not yet been seen because the people had not been ready, but God had not changed his promise. God had not changed the promise. But to see that faithfulness, there needs to be a trust and an openness to going along with God. Belief is useless unless we put it into action. God will do as he's promised. He's not going to change his mind. And maybe that we need to go back to those promises we have heard from God in the past and ask ourselves again, what words from God to us as individuals, to us as a church, are yet to be fulfilled? And are we going to be ready for God to fulfill them? Of course, it's important to know these words are from God and not just wishful thinking. But when God has spoken, we know God will be faithful. The people, the Israelites, they've been on a 40-year journey. They remember back to the days in Egypt when they were told God will lead them to the promised land. They had seen God doing amazing things. The parting of the sea so they could walk through it. The provision of manna in the desert and all sorts of things. Yet, they lost their way. They ceased to be ready for what God was doing. They rebelled against him. They got taken up with other agendas. And they have not yet seen that fulfillment of God's plan for them. And so many of us know a faithful God who is longing to do a faithful work in us, but we are not ready. But God will be faithful. And as we go down to verse 5, we read this. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. God will stay with you. Going forwards, it's not about running ahead of God, it's running with God. And even through the hard times, and you see there in this verse, as I was with Moses, God is saying to Joshua, I never left Moses. Even when the people were rebelling, I never left Moses. I never stopped caring for him. And I won't stop caring for you. And yes, there will be hard times, but there's going to be victories. And yes, it will not all go smoothly. And sometimes following God becomes difficult. There's bumps in the road. But God will stay with you. Those of you who have been in Baptist life for many years may remember a green hymn book called Youth Praise. And Youth Praise number 96 has the song, When the Road is Rough and Steep, Fix Your Eyes Upon Jesus. He alone has power to keep. Fix your eyes upon him. You see, you can do that because God will stay with you. And maybe you have found during lock time times have been difficult. Maybe during lock time you have found that your faith has struggled. Let me just tell you this fact from the Bible that goes throughout the whole Bible. That Jesus said, write his very last words, where he said, I will be with you to the end of the earth. God has not left you. He will stay with you. And then we come to verse 6. In verse 6 it says, be strong and courageous, because I will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them. Trust God and take risks. Trust is only worth something when you put it into action. God's call upon Joshua is that you need to be the leader and to do that in partnership, not in his own strength. Joshua is not going to be able to do anything in his own strength, but God tells him to be strong and courageous because God is going to be faithful to him. Be strong and courageous. Friends, you can have the most strong faith. You can have faith that you feel could move mountains. You could have faith that says, I will trust God and believe that God will be faithful. But if you never put that faith into action, the faith is dead. Joshua could have very easily said, thank you, God, that's great. I will sit here and do nothing. God would have remained faithful. God would have been with him at all times. But the faith that God has put into Joshua would not mean anything. As we as a church think about the next chapter, it could be very easy to sit here and think, well, we'll just wait for everything to happen around us and we will respond. But I believe God is calling his church to rise up and set the agenda, to shape the community, to make a difference to people, to reach out to the lost and the hurting, to care for the needy and the mentally unwell, to be there. And that means that we hear God's call to be strong and courageous, to get on and do something. And God will be faithful. And God will give that which he has promised. God will. As we go on in this passage, verses 7 and 8. Oh, it gets repetitive, doesn't it? Because verse 7 again says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave for you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, so that you will be successful wherever you go. What's this mean? Well, do things God's way, not our way. Yes, be strong, be bold, be courageous, but obey. Do it God's way. Sometimes in our courage and in our strength, we look at ourselves and we look at those leaders and say, wow, they're wonderful. But as God tells Joshua to be courageous, he also points to the law and obedience and dependency upon God's plans for us. You can be the bravest, strongest person in the world, but if your focus is on other than God and his ways, you are likely to fail. Verses 7 and 8 has a command and a consequence. If you are faithful, this will happen. If you obey, you will be prosperous. You will be successful. But if you do not, you are going to fail. And much about the Israelites going to the promised land is that they are going to sanctify, to bring God's presence into new places. Therefore, it's important for us to keep praying, reading, and meditating on the law. And then we would be prosperous and successful. In this passage, verse 8, keep this book of the law on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Meditation. Well, in this day and age, there's all kinds of meditation. In this context, where the Bible is, it's a focus, a concentration, a deep thought upon the words of God. And let me just say, when it talks about us being prosperous, it doesn't mean we're going to be wealthy. It means we're going to be prosperous in fulfilling our calling. Oh, there's so much more we could have from this passage, but time is against us. And I just want to go to verse 9. And in verse 9 it says this, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?" Are you getting the message here? We've had it read through twice today. It's been repeated so many times. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. Ever had one of those moments where you're trying to get a child to jump and you will catch them? Maybe they stood on a rock or a bank in front of you and you say, "Just jump and I will catch you." You know there's no risk at all because you're there, you're going to catch this child, yet the child struggles to trust. And maybe you as the adult, ready to catch that child, get frustrated. "Oh, come on, just jump, I'm tired of this now." And the child, "I don't want to, it's too far." And you're frustrated. Yes, God knows how you feel. You see, God has clearly said, "Jump, I'm here for you." And our reluctance to truly trust God, to trust God with the whole of our lives, is the same as that the Israelites had. Their lack of trust in God, their trying to resolve things in their way, caused so much heartache, wandering, and frustration. And so God has called us to put our faith in Him anew. And to trust Him. And going forward as a church, we're going to need to be hearing these words time and time again. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. Can we, again today, truly learn to truly trust God and to not be like the child who was reluctant to jump because they don't trust the parent to truly catch them, but that we do jump, trusting God, the God who says, "Now then, get ready. I will be faithful. I will stay with you. Trust me and take risks. Be obedient. But go on. Go on. Let's see what God can do." Amen. Our next song, our last song this morning, "Yet Not I, But Christ in Me." In a moment, I'm going to say the words of the grace, and after that, there will be a sung grace from the Northumbrian community. When that has concluded, we're going to just try and just give a outline of the way where we see the church going in the next few weeks and months. So please hang around for that. If you want to ask a question, it's not too late to send it in. We hopefully will cover everything. And so just do that. But let's just have the words of the grace and the sung grace first. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Allow these words to be sung over you as we conclude our service.
Once again into our doors.
Thank you so much for staying online. We're now going to just do a run through of how church is going to look over the next couple of weeks, couple of months. So please do stick with us as we try our best to explain what church is going to look like. As you'll know, throughout lockdown, we have tried to keep the church together. We've attempted to try and keep everyone informed of what was happening. We're sure we probably have missed out some bits of communication, and we are apologising for that. It's been quite a hectic time, as you will appreciate, but we have received a great deal of encouragement.